And we have a tech talk now with Lerato.
Good evening, good evening. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
I hope they are well. Studying, hopefully studying.
Hopefully studying, hopefully listening for some tips on how to become a senior software engineer, or if not that, how to make $1 million gaming, playing Street Fighter. But we'll get to that later, but you have to wait for that lovely snip.
I just want to say something. If I'm not a gamer, but if there's two games I play, it's Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
Definitely.
Street Fighter. So you want to go for the pro tour, okay?
I want to listen carefully.
You want to listen carefully, okay. But first up, let's start off with some tech news. Today, first, Bitcoin topped $72,000 for the first time. This is after six straight days of gains. And if you want to know how much that is, that's about 142,000 Rand for one Bitcoin. What would you do with that? Okay.
You sold yours, Pierre.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. I had Bitcoin, but I sold it.
Yeah.
I should have kept it.
I should have kept it. I sold it twice, man.
Me too.
And now I have so many regrets. But, you know, that's Bitcoin for you. It either breaks your heart, or you make some money, or you forget your password and you lose it. And shame.
Definitely.
So many people, that happens all the time.
But I would immediately resign and invest the rest.
That's exactly what you should do.
Take a portion of it to live on, maybe buy some property and invest the rest.
Exactly. Live off the interest.
Yes.
Right? Mm. And now, two more parts of some tech news. The European Union is enacting the most comprehensive law on the fast-developing world of AI after the EU Parliament passed the AI Act today. Now, what this means is that everybody who is working in the field of AI has to make sure that everything that they're creating has to be safe, and it has to be developed for various industries, and it's going to be very, very, very hard to do the wrong thing if you're based in the European Union and you're developing artificial intelligence. And the last interesting thing for tech today is TikTok looks to be getting banned in the United States, and this is official reporting from CNN and The Guardian. TikTok getting banned. Can you imagine? Could you live without TikTok?
What should be the reason?
The reason is...
Because it's Chinese or...?
Just because it's... well, it's for national security reasons.
But obviously the Chinese are involved now.
The Chinese are involved in a certain way. Well, they may not be involved. We're not sure. Nobody really knows. So what the owners of ByteDance, what the owners of TikTok have done is they've split up how the data usage is pooled. So data is either in Singapore, the United States, or in the European Union based in Ireland. So the Chinese government has no access to this data in any sort of way. However, the United States Congress does not believe that this is the case, because the company that owns TikTok ultimately is based in China and not even in Singapore. So it's a very complicated, you know, tale of affairs.
Do you remember about a year or two ago there was that balloons over America in the air?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It looked like spaceships, and they said it is
Chinese.
Chinese made and
listen, was
maybe spying.
I was at a meditation retreat in December, and you know, I saw some drones and American drones and Chinese drones flying around over the place. I was like, this is a meditation retreat. I don't understand. It's not a military base in the middle of Worcester, but that happened. It's scary, man. I'm just trying to find some peace here. And you look up, all of a sudden you see drones. You're like, oh my God, I hope I'm not getting bombed today. But
So after the break, we will have an interesting chat with Lerato.
We're going to have a chat with Shaheen, Mr. Shaheen Karodia, who's a senior software developer at Bash, which is a online e-commerce store where you can buy awesome, wonderful shoes from Levi's, some jeans, whatever you want to get from Markham's and TFG, which is True with Washini Group. That whole group is called Bash, and Mr. Shaheen Karodia is a senior software developer there. And he's going to tell us a bit about himself, his journey, and what it means to be a senior software developer at such a fantastic organization.
down, far down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 no. I see me got a small one.
Calm down, Remo. What a song. Tyd nou, 20 minute oor 6 op Maluti FM. I believe we've got someone on the line.
Yes, we do. We're back with Tech Talk and we're speaking to Shaheen Karadia. Shaheen, how are you doing, my man?
Thanks for having me.
No problem, no problem, no problem. Shaheen, can you tell us briefly, where are you from? What do you do? And why did you choose to pursue a career in tech and software development?
Sure thing. So I'm a senior software engineer at Bash, which is one of South Africa's largest e-commerce platforms. And I've been in the tech industry for about 6 years now. I'm from Uitenhage, which is this very small town in the Eastern Cape, right next to Port Elizabeth. We're famous for the VW factory. So that's where all the VW Polos are made. But growing up in that town, you're not really exposed to many software engineers. And so I was not really aware that this is something that you could study, software engineering or computer science. And so I'd fallen into this by chance. In my first year of university, I decided to take computer science as an elective on advisement from my sister. And I fell in love with programming immediately. I found it very intuitive. I realized that anything I could imagine, I could build. And this very fortunate accident has just continued to pay dividends for me in my career. So, yeah, I kind of got my start in tech by absolute chance.
Wow. And can you just tell us a bit about your career while you're at uni and your first few jobs in software development? What is that
sure.
like? Yeah.
So my career hasn't been particularly linear. When I'd left university, I was very keen to get involved in both startups and social impact. And so I was looking mainly for the intersection of those two things. And I ended up joining the small startup up in Joburg called Giraffe. And Giraffe was mainly focused on trying to address frictional unemployment in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And when you work for a very small company, you tend to wear many hats. So I got to learn about back-end engineering and front-end engineering and product analysis and many other things. And then from there, the startup bug had bitten. And so I decided to join another startup for a small stint. I joined DigsConnect. And they were tackling the student housing crisis at the time. And the reason I went there was these were all co-founders that were my age, all doing roles that they didn't study for. And I thought, that's actually really incredibly interesting. I could maybe learn a lot here. So I joined them for a stint. And then post that, I went to Softic, which is one of South Africa's leading software development agencies. And I decided to do a non-developer role. I was a product strategist in their design studio. And so I worked with clients and designers figuring out what we should build to best meet their business objectives. And I also functioned a little bit as the go-between with software developers. Oh, and wow. So that part of my career was mainly learning about how to mainly learning about the other roles that are required to deliver a software product to market. And then post that is where I currently am as Bash, as I mentioned. Yes. And I've been in the web team since the very beginning. I wrote some of the first lines of code on the website all the way till the time they launched. I then eventually led the web team and post that I've just been a senior software engineer in the web team since. So that's a brief summary of a little bit of my career.
That's impressive, man. That's awesome. Thank you, Shane. And can you tell us a bit about Bash and what projects you're currently working on at the team?
Sure thing. So as I said, Bash is now one of South Africa's leading e-commerce sites, but that wasn't always the case. So when I joined the Fashini Group under THG Labs, which was the e-commerce division, and they'd made a decision to consolidate all their 19 different websites, I think it's 19, and two mobile apps into one consolidated platform, Bash. So you could now shop Sports Scene, Total Sports, Markham, all under one banner. And so for the first, I think, year and a half, it was mainly going from zero to building that out fully. And that was kind of the big project in web for myself, was building out those journeys. And then we now, if you look at it through the lens of make it work, make it right, make it fast, that was about making it work. We're now in the make it right, make it fast phase. So we're iterating on that customer journey, ensuring that users have the best possible experience as they shop on our platform.
That's really, really cool, man. Jeez. Can I just ask you one or two more questions? What other opportunities can you tell us about that are available for anybody interested in pursuing a career in tech and software development?
Yeah, so I think it's a very useful distinction to say there are roles that require coding ability and there are roles that do not. And both are very important in order to kind of deliver a software development product. So within the engineering space, if one is able to code, one has the ability to specialize and move between those things very easily, whether that be front-end engineering, so that is everything that you see visually, whether on a website or an app. That could be back-end engineering, where you're building out some of the systems for business processes. You could go on the data analysis, data engineering, which is trying to elicit insights from all the data that you've gathered about how people use your product, and present that to the business. And then you can further specialize, whether that's platform specific, like I built for web, other people built for app. So the engineering side of things is very broad. And then within the non-engineering roles, as I mentioned, there's plenty of other ways to deliver value, ensure a product is successful. And some of those include product management. So this is somebody that works often with engineers defining what are the priority and initiatives to help push particular business metrics further. It could be somebody that's called a Scrum Master, and a Scrum Master's job is effectively to ensure that a software development team is always delivering value and code on a consistent basis and managing the process around that. There's also QA, quality assurance, which is once engineers are done developing, due to misunderstandings and requirements or mistakes, as these things happen, QAs are kind of responsible for stress testing the system, ensuring it actually meets needs, so that by the time software actually goes out to the public, it's far less buggy and of higher quality. I'd say the other side of things, if you're more interested in the visual, there's UX and UI engineering, which is focused on how do you design a product? How do you design a product to ensure that it meets those user goals? And then two, on the UI side, is how do you ensure that it's visually appealing, consistent? And so they also work with software engineers in that regard. Okay. There are many other roles that I think deliver value, but that's broad strokes.
Thank you. Thank you. And then last question. What advice would you like to share with us for anybody in high school right now who's considering a career in the tech and software development space?
So I think there's maybe advice for in high school and then just post that once you're actually trying to make a career out of this potentially. But I'd say in high school, one, it's actually never too early to start. So the only way to know whether or not this is something that you'd enjoy and would want to do is actually to try and build something. That's how I discovered I enjoyed it. So one, it's never too early to start. Two, there are tons of free resources available online to get started, whether that's YouTube, tons of free resources and cheap resources. YouTube, Udemy, Frontend Masters, Free Code Camp. There's quite a large number of these resources to get started, to just get a feel for things. And then I would say something that's relatively new that is like, that can help quite a bit is many of these, coding, assistants and, large language models like ChatGPT. ChatGPT is one of their versions is free. So the barrier to entry is quite low. But being able to ask questions of the system and get really good feedback about your code is like having your own personal tutor with you. And these are tools that I use all the time. In fact, there are people at my company that have built out tools for their jobs using some of these AI systems that actually don't know how to code. And so these tools are actually very powerful, and people should start leveraging them quite quickly. I also think once you're kind of in software development, you've actually chosen this as a potential career, is it's very useful to understand the industry itself. And so OfferZen, which is a massive recruiting platform in South Africa for engineers. They release the software developer report of the nation every year, which gives insights about the industry from real South African engineers. And that is salaries based on years of experience, based on location, based on whether you've chosen to specialize as a back-end, a front-end, a full-stack engineer, what language choices. So it's a very useful tool to see what skills are in demand and what one can expect as one progresses along one's journey within software engineering. And then post that, I would say it's about really getting involved in the community. Mm. So one place engineers really love to meet online is the South African Tech Slack group. And that has, I think, more than 1,000 people on it that are actual engineers in industry. And there are job postings on there. There is the ability to ask questions. People post about meetups where you have the ability to engage with other engineers in person. And so once you have that phase, it's quite useful to get involved in the community, and it will help accelerate people's careers.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shaheen. You have given us so many great insights. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all.
Have a great evening.
All right. Cheers, cheers.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. See my goals, I don't believe in failure, cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor, and if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told, I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me. Some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children. Seven years old. Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Is Lucas Graham op Melodie FM, het bring ons by 8:36. Luister met vinnig hierna.
Hadouken! Hadouken! Dat lijkt een burger!
Nou ja, Street Fighter sounds.
Hadouken!
Ja, ja. Yo, die memories. Memories coming back.
Ja.
Talk about Street Fighter, and there's just some interesting thing we're going to talk about now is that there's actually now a tournament.
Yeah, it's actually Careers in Gaming.
Careers in Gaming. It's actually called eSports.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, eSports has rapidly grown in the past decade and is one of the significant, most significant parts of the entertainment and sports industry. And today it encompasses a wide range of video game tournaments, and one of those video game tournaments is called the Capcom Pro Tour 2024, where you could win $1 million in prize money playing Street Fighter. Can you believe
this? Wow. If you told me this when I was in high school, I would have dropped out.
Really?
Just to play games.
I would have quit sport income every afternoon.
Yes.
how does it work?
So how does it work? You find your team. So me, you, Bia, and maybe another person, another station, we can, you know, become a team. We register, we sign up, we practice, and we come and show up at the World Championship Tournament Cup each year. I think around mid-year through to end November is when the tournament happens, really. And the winner takes all. Currently, it is more than $1 million. It's about 1.7 odd million.
Wow.
You could win a lot of money just practicing every day, guys. Yes. And, you know, people actually do this now in schools. It's actually a sport.
I know Great College in Bloemfontein, they have this.
They have this at their college.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. But I just want to ask something. What gaming platforms do we use? Is it cross play?
It is cross play.
Xbox with PlayStation, PC.
Yes, yes. So Street Fighter 6, especially for this one for the $1 million, you can play on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X and Series S, and on PC. So you don't even have to have any console. You can just play on a laptop like I have in the studio right here. It's
totally cross-play.
Completely cross-play.
Compatible.
So you don't have to spend 100,000 rand on every other. If you have a laptop like mine, a few thousand rand, you practice, you play, and if you win, you can go all the way and win up to $1.7 million.
Wow.
Prize money as a job.
Wow.
There's something to chew on.
Yeah?
Something to think about.
Yes.
Which character? I'll be Ken. That's the guy with the red suit.
With the red suit.
It's like a karate kid almost. And I also like, if you recall, if you know, there was a so green man, he'd like to see Hulk, and he's Blanka.
Blanka.
And his special power is he shocks people. So, you know what I got at my house? Is Bia knows about this. It's the old, you know, the arcade game that was in the cafes, where you put it in a 2 rand and you can play Pac-Man or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
I've got one, but it's got 999 games in one.
Oh,
so I've got Street Fighter on that. I've got Mortal Kombat on that.
That is so cool.
I've got wrestling. I've got athletics, you know, Donkey Kong. Remember?
Kids was loving so much hockey.
We play that thing all over. And, you know, it works with a 2 rand, but I've got the key.
You've got the key.
I've got the key. I've got the secret.
The same 2 rand. all those classics.
But that one used to, I used to put that in a... in places in Bethlehem to earn extra money. So people come and play it, and every end of month I come and took out the 2 rands. But then it was so nice when COVID hits. I took it to my house, and it never got back to any other place.
Maybe
in town.
You should start again, eh?
You should start. I think he's going to get lots of phone calls after this one.
Definitely.
Where's this
machine? Okay. Time for music. Dan met ons jou groet. Let's call it my final remarks after this.
Sy was die rots waar ek my les moes leer. Nie keer nie, nie seer nie. Sy was die rede dat ek gloe in ons liefde nie. Dans in strate tot laat in die hande. Sy het my ingebreek soos een van affaire. Verwe gebare met die hand groot gemaak. Liefde breek my, ek wil nie leer nie, ek is nog seer, maar ek kan nie die keer nie, skiet recht hier my, ek glad nie heel nie, kom, maak of ek nog jou teiken is. Sy wil nog altyd voel in diepte voel, dalk nie te veel nie, dalk nie te veel nie. Ek draai die woorde wat ek dink sy bedoel. Dalk nie te veel nie, dalk nie so seer nie. Sy is die stene wat nog hang in my niere. Die vat van haar hande, so laat in die hande. En hou een sien ek met die maan en die sterre. Ver weg gebare, na die aarde geval. Liefde breed my, ek wil nie leer nie, ek is nog. Steer maar ek kan nie die keer nie, skiet recht hier my ex, glad nie heel nie kom, maak of ek nog jou teiken is. Liefde breek my ek, wil nie leer nie ek, is nog steer maar ek kan nie die keer nie, skiet recht hier my ex, glad nie heel nie kom, maak of ek nog jou teiken is. Liefde breek my, ek wil nie leer nie, ek is seer, maar ek kan nie die keer nie, skiet recht hier my, ek glad nie heel nie kom, maak of ek nog jou teiken is, maak of ek nog jou teiken is, maak of ek nog jou teiken is, maak of ek nog jou teiken is.
Skakel vanavond in tussen 9 en 10 vir die beste treffers van die 90s.
I'm crying. tijd te lang. De grond waarop ons staan. Dus bloed in de zweet, vol helden gezeerd. Ik zal niet vergeten. Wat is de grond? Zonder die vaders gezien. Is die huis van metaal, de is reeds betaal. We kom ons dan samen. Hier die is mijn grond, dus die vaders bond. Ze vat naar mijn hand, ik genoeg opgevreed. Ze weer naar mij kreet. Oh, van die goeie trek ze zweer. Die pijn in die leer, die tranen gestort. Hoe zou ons dan leer? Hier die is mijn grond, dus die vaderse bond. Ze vat naar mijn hand, ik genoeg opgevreerd. Ze weer naar mijn kreeg. Van de kaart op nou, in ons omgebouw, hier die land voor mij en jou. Je zal het niet vaak, soms dat ons die pak, hier die grond is voor ons aan.
Hier is ons grond. Nou my kreet. Hier die is my grond, dis die vaderse bond. So vat nou my hand, het genoeg opgevreed, voor nou my kreet.
Ja, so mooie van Lou van die Juffer, saam met Steve Hofmeyr, my kreet, nou ja, manne.
Ja, dis tyd om te groet.
Thank you so much, guys. Stay tuned for next week. We're going to be reviewing MTN's App of the Year 2023. And also...
Say again, MTN's App of the...
App of the Year.
Wow, yeah, okay. The
winning app.
Yeah, that would be
interesting.
Don't tell us now.
Yeah. Oh, no. Keep you can research suspense. It if you want, but I'm not going to tell you now. No.
And you're going to talk about the Startup Act.
The Startup Act movement, yes. We have it happening here in South Africa. It's happening all around Africa. It's a movement, but there's a whole lot more to it. It's very, very interesting. Let's get involved, everyone. But, that's what we're going to be chatting about next week. And, can't wait to chat and see you guys again next week.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you.